world outside moves on and all sanity evaporates. Mr. Grote, I don't want to, you know, upset you or anything, but there's thousands of letters out there under a thick layer of pigeon guano, he said slowly. Actually, on that score, sir, things aren't as bad as they seem, said Grote, and paused to suck noisily on his natural cough lozenge. It's very dry stuff, pigeon doings, and forms quite a hard protective crust on the envelopes. Why are they all here, Mr. Grote, said Moist. People skills, he remembered. You're not allowed to shake him. The junior postman avoided his gaze. Well, you know how it is, he tried. No, Mr. Grote, I don't think I do. Well, maybe a man's busy, got a full round, maybe it's hog's watch, lots of cards, see, and the inspector is after him about his timekeeping, and so maybe he just shoves half a bag of letters somewhere safe, but he will deliver them, right? I mean, it's not his fault if they keeps pushing, sir, pushing him all the time. Then it's tomorrow, and he's got an even bigger bag, because they're pushing all the time, so he reckons I'll just drop a few off today, too, because it's my day off on Thursday, and I can catch up then. But you see, by Thursday, he's behind by more than a day's work because they keep on pushing. And he's tired anyway, tired as a dog. So then he says to himself, got some leave coming up soon. But he gets his leave and by then, well, it all got very nasty towards the end. There was unpleasantness. We'd gone too far, sir, that's what it was. We'd tried too hard. Sometimes things smash so bad, it's better to leave it alone than try and pick up the pieces. I mean, where would you start?
I think I get the picture, said Moist. You're lying, Mr. Grote. You're lying by omission. You're not telling me everything. And what you're not telling me is very important, isn't it? I've turned lying into an art, Mr. Grote, and you're just a talented amateur.
Grote's face, unaware of the internal monologue, managed to smile. But the trouble is, what's your first name, Mr. Grote? Moist asked.
Tolliver, sir.
Nice name. The thing is, Tolliver, the picture I see in your description is what I might refer to, for the purposes of the analogy, as a cameo. Whereas all this, Moist waved his hand to include the building and everything it contained, is a full-size triptych showing scenes from history, the creation of the world, and the disposition of the gods, with a matching chapel ceiling portraying the glorious firmament and a sketch of a lady with a weird smile thrown in for good measure.
Tolliver, I think you are not being frank with me.
Sorry about that, sir, said Grote, eyeing him with a sort of nervous defiance. I could have you sacked, you know, said Moist, knowing that this was a stupid thing to say.
You could, sir, you could try doing that, said Grote quietly and slowly. But I'm all you got apart from a lad, and you don't know nothing about the post office, sir. You don't know nothing about the regulations, neither. I'm the only one that knows what needs doing round here. You wouldn't last 5 minutes without me, sir. You wouldn't even see the inkwells get filled every day.
Inkwells? Filling inkwells, said Moist. This is just an old building full of dead paper. We have no customers.
Got to keep the inkwells filled, sir. Post office regulations, said Grote in a steely voice. Got to follow regulations, sir.
For what? It appears we don't accept any mail or deliver any mail. We just sit here.
No, sir, we don't just sit here, said Grote patiently. We follow the post office regulations. Fill the inkwells, polish the brass. You don't sweep up the pigeon shit.
Oddly enough, that's not in the regulations, sir, said the old man. Truth is, sir, no one wants us any more. It's all the clacks now, the damn clacks, clack, 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 clack. Everyone's got a clacks tower now, sir, that's the fashion. Fast as the speed of light, they say. Ha! It's got no soul, sir, no art. I hate them. But we're ready, sir. If there was any mail, we'd deal with it, sir. We'd spring into action, sir, spring into action. But there ain't.
Of course there isn't. It's clearly sunk into this town long ago that you might as well throw your letters away as give them to the post office.
No, sir, wrong again. They're all kept, sir. That's what we do, sir. We keep things as they are. We try not to disturb things, sir, said Grote quietly. We try not to disturb anything.
The way he said it made Moist hesitate.
What kind of anything, he said.
Oh, nothing, sir. We just go carefully.
Moist looked around the room. Did it appear smaller? Did the shadows deepen and lengthen? Was there a sudden cold sensation in the air? No, there wasn't. but an opportunity